77 in your white book. Let's sing it. 77 in the white book. All together.
Oh, so are you weary and troubled. No light in the darkness you see. There's life for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Second verse.
Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. Over us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth shall grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Praise the Lord. Lord, we pray. We pray that you will reveal yourself to us tonight. Lord, we want to see you. We want to see you, Lord. We want to see Jesus. That is our desire. That's our desire for coming to Pilgrim Camp. It's our desire for gathering here this night, Lord. Lord, we must see Jesus. Unless we see him, Lord, this time is spent in vain. But we thank you that you promise that those who seek you with all their heart, seek you earnestly, they will find you. Those who wish to see you will truly see you. We know it is your delight to reveal yourself to your children. And so we pray tonight, Lord, that you will hear the cries of our hearts, our searching eyes, Lord, our listening ear, our hearts that are crying out after you. We know, Lord, that you fill the hungry heart. And so we expect tonight, Lord, that you're going to meet each one of us. Give us listening ears, Lord, to hear your word. Give us eyes of our soul. May they be open that we might truly see you this night. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We're excited about what you're going to do for us tonight, Lord, because we know that it's going to be in accordance with your great will. And we know that your will is to make us like unto yourself. Bless this night. Bless the youth. Bless the young boys. Bless those fellas that are down in the village tonight. Bless those children who are in the cottage, Lord. Bless them this night, Lord. Bless them, Lord Jesus. May your spirit just come down upon them. Lord, if there are any, we think especially of the young ones, but we know it's not limited to them. If there are any that as that sun begins to set might maybe get a little homesick or maybe a little upset, Lord, just draw very near to them. Minister to each one of them, Lord. We pray that you won't let the enemy rob them of the blessing that you wish to give them. I think of some from our own church who are there, Lord Jesus. I pray that you'll bless them. And for each one, those we know, those that we don't, they are all known to you. And so we commit them to you this night, even as we commit ourselves to you. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing the third verse of page 77. We'll worship. We'll sing a few songs together. If there are any testimonies, we have some prayer requests. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free. Welcome. Welcome. Some new faces. It's good to see some new faces, and it's good to see the old faces too. Let's sing 77 together.
His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that
do it, not just sing it.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Page 37. Night. Perhaps this will sound a little bit familiar. Let's read the third verse together. All the talents I have laid at thy feet. Thy approval shall be my reward. Be my store, great or small,
I surrender it all to my wonderful, wonderful Lord.
Let's sing the fourth verse all together.
The Lord fairer to me than the fairest of earth. Thou art liberty, my neighbor. O ancient of days, thou art worthy of praise. My wonderful, wonderful Lord.
You know, before the service, there was a song on my heart. I wish we could sing it. It gets just a little high at the end, but that's okay. It's in the hymnal. It's page 43. Exalt His name together. We'll get Brother Ernie to play that last line real loud on his trumpet. So we can hit, or is he the high note guy over there? Brother Bob? Okay. Sounds good. We'll take it. Anybody. Get that high F for us, okay? Let's sing it, though. Watch these words. They're powerful. Let's sing them in faith for these, for us, for the camp. And of course, let's sing it in worship.
Exalt His name together, the name of Jesus, Lord, and magnify the Savior, the matchless Son of God.
kingdom's fall. So praise the name of Jesus, the name of over all.
Read the second. Bow low and do him reverence, this Jesus glorified, who took our sins to Calvary, and in our place he died. But death could not contain him. He smashed the gates of hell. So praise the name of Jesus, his conquering power tell. Let's sing the third.
The sinful and the suffering find peace in Jesus' name. For healing or forgiveness, his power remains the same. Whatever your need, your burden, in faith, look up on high. Now praise the name of Jesus. Deliverance is nigh.
Let's read the fourth together. Amid the current conflict, whate'er your trial be, this confidence possess. Christ the Lord brings victory. Fall not beneath your burden, though tears your pathway dim, but praise the name of Jesus and be sustained in him. Let's sing the fifth all together.
The morning stars did praise him. Shall be. So praise the name of Jesus now and eternally.
We do praise you, Lord. Let's praise him. Praise the Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you.
Jesus, we praise you.
One of the blessings of Pentecost, and I think particularly into our fellowship and the churches with whom we are acquainted, is those are those moments in a service, and you don't drum them up, or they're not scheduled, but those moments where things just get quiet, things just get silent. A lot of Christianity today is based on volume, how loud things are. And there's nothing wrong with loudness. Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Victory marches. Loud, triumphant praise is a blessing of Pentecost. But one of the things the Lord has done for us in our church, and I know in my many years now, 5 decades of coming here to Pilgrim Camp, been in some meetings that were very loud. People worshiping, praising, standing, lying prostrate, marching up and down, dancing in the Holy Spirit. But then there are other times, like we read, and this is a favorite verse of our church. Now, we're not Quakers. We don't sit in silence until something happens all the time. Especially when you got a bunch of little kids in Sunday school. You know, you try that, that's a recipe for disaster. Sometimes. Unless the Lord inspires you. But is that verse, "The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent." I can tell you that there have been times in our church where it was sort of time to move on. You see, on Sunday morning, we do our service just a little bit differently. It's not a big deal, but it's a little different order than many are used to. We start with our worship, and then we have our Sunday school afterwards. I know many churches have their Sunday school first and then have worship, and either is fine. But my reason for mentioning this to you is there have been times when it was time to go to Sunday school on the schedule. It's time to go to Sunday school. It's time to move on and send the little ones off to their classes, the adults to their classes. We have classes for all ages, which I love so much. For our church, Sunday school is not just about boys and girls. It's about everyone. We have a senior class, and some of those people are people who will be coming for the 70th anniversary. I've been following the Lord that long, and they're still having Sunday school class and learning and reading and studying the Word of God. There's always more, isn't there? There's always more. But you know, as we worshiped, as we prayed, or maybe considered a word that we had heard through sermon or through song or through testimony, nobody moves. Nobody moves. But it just sits. And you know, being the pastor in the front, I also play the organ. Sometimes when that piano's open, I want to jump over there, Brother Paul, because it's just habit. Almost don't feel like I'm in church unless I'm playing. But you know, being up in the front, you know, you can feel, you know, that God is doing something. But you know, like we're often told as counselors, and those of you who've ever been counselors with the boys, you know, we're often told, now don't just sit there and get all the blessing while your kids are sitting there fiddling away. Remember that, Brother Ernie, getting those instructions? Don't just be getting blessed and all of a sudden all your boys are just la-di-da-di-da, fooling around, punching each other. The counselors are getting blessed and the kids are having a fist fight. Keep your eyes on them. Well, I've learned that lesson over the years. And even though I felt in my heart, in my soul, that, you know, it was time to announce, okay, we're going to go to class, you know, praying, closing, or whatever, that you just felt, no. God has something to say. God is doing something. God is meeting people. God is here in his power. And, you know, I just say, okay, Lord, is, you know, are you just ministering to me at this moment? And, you know, sometimes let's take a little peek. Just take a little peek. It's not cheating. And you see the folks just eyes closed in worship, some eyes open, gazing towards heaven, some weeping, some just, and you know that God's doing something. and I'm not about to ruin that. You know, some ministers or some people get nervous about that. Uh-oh. And I mention this just because we just had a moment of silence. Did you feel God's presence? Did you feel it? Did you feel God there? I felt that. You know, we just sang, exalt his name, exalt his name. We worship you, my wonderful Lord. Okay, Lord, what do you want to say to me? What are you saying to me? What are you saying to my heart? What are you saying to my heart? And it wasn't because we didn't know what to do next. I have a whole list of songs we could sing. You know me, I can go on for a while if I have to. I love to elaborate on the scriptures. But in those moments, when things get quiet and they get silent, bow before him. If you don't know what to do, just close your eyes and say, Jesus, what do you want to say? What do you want to do? What are you doing just now? And just simply open your heart and just take whatever he's doing. Because it's up to him. It's up to him. He calls the shots. We just sang, my wonderful Lord. Have you ever thought about what a sort of ironic title that is? I know we sing that all the time. It's a favorite here at Pilgrim Camp. We sing it in our church. We love it. My wonderful Lord. My wonderful Lord. Have you ever thought about those two words together? Wonderful Lord. Some of you who know your Bibles and studied your Bibles for many years, you know that there are many names for God in the Bible. Many of them. One of the most popular is Lord. And there's two different versions of the word Lord and even of God. You'll notice that some are in all capital letters in your translation in your Bible. Pay attention to those. Don't read them so quick. Often when we're reading in our church, I'll stop and go, which name is that in Hebrew? We're not a bunch of Hebrew scholars, but there's something marvelous. When you see it's in all capital letters, that is the covenant name, Yahweh. The name that was supposed to be not pronounced by the children of Israel. It was the covenant name by which God revealed himself to his people. But then when you see Lord, capital L, small o, small r, small d, in the Hebrew, it's Adonai. And Adonai means literally the one in charge. The boss. The one who calls the shots. Anybody here ever work for a boss? And you could describe that. That is a wonderful boss. I have such a wonderful boss. Well, as a teacher, also, I've worked for a lot of principals. And our little joke, you know, amongst the teachers is, well, when he or she is gone, we'll still be here. Because sometimes they come, sometimes they go. And whatever it is they want to do, we know sooner or later, they seem to move on. It's just the way education has gone lately. But you know, we have a principal that we've had now for almost 10 years. And you know, I like him. I like him. Now, selfishly, I like him because he just leaves me alone and lets me do my job. But I like him. How often do we really like our boss? Do we like the one who's in charge? Well, do you realize what that song is saying? My wonderful boss, the one who's in charge of me, the one who calls the shots for me, the one who I obey because of who he is. He's not harsh. He's not hard. He's wonderful. My wonderful Lord. You see, those who really... And you know, sometimes we sing these words and we don't give them a whole lot of thought. I mean, we get the blessing and, you know, we get the gist of what it is we're singing. But, you know, sometimes you sing those words and if you really pay attention to it, you're like, can I sing that? I learned this from my mother. Those of you years ago who were here when my mom was here, she often used to get up and say, can you really sing the words in that song? Could you honestly sing those words? At thy feet I fall. Yielding up my all. She used to jump up. Do you mean that? Can you still see her doing that, Sister Marie? Waving that finger? Can you, right, Brother Paul? Can you really sing that? Do you mean it? Well, you know, if you can't really sing with meaning, my wonderful Lord, perhaps it's because you haven't really made him Lord. Because when he truly is the Lord of your life, when he truly calls those shots, when he tells you and you obey and he speaks to you, you realize that his commands are not grievous, they're not burdensome, they're a delight. He is a delight to follow. He's a delight to be in relationship with. And then you can truly sing, my wonderful Lord. And my hope is that, first of all, that every one of us can sing that tonight. But if not, is my faith and my prayer for each one of you, from the staff on up to the guests, and even the front office, Brother Paul, we'll include you guys too, that we can all truly sing from our hearts, my wonderful Lord, my wonderful Lord. It actually is related to what we're going to look at tonight in Scripture, but we were also requested by someone to sing in our camp hymnal, page 43. 43, we're singing all the 43s tonight, but this was requested, a song that we love here at Pilgrim Camp by Francis Ridley Havergal, Live Out Thy Life Within Me. This is another one of those songs. Do you mean it? Or are you just singing it because you're at Pilgrim Camp and that's what we do here? Because this is the type of song we sing. Well, sing it with your whole heart. And if not, ask Jesus, say, make me willing. Make me willing by your Holy Spirit. Live out your life within me. Let's sing it, Brother Paul, shall we? All together on the first verse.
Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of kings. Be thou thyself the answer to all my questionings. Live out thy life within me, in all things have thy way. I the transparent thy glory to display.
Let's have all the staff sing the second verse. Everybody who's on the staff in one way, shape, or form, you guys got here just in time. Second verse.
The temple has been yielded and purified of sin. Let thy Shekinah glory now flash forth from within. And all the earth keep silence, the body henceforth be thy silent docile servant, moved only as by thee.
All the guests and all the visitors, come on, I'll help you. Verse 3.
Its members every moment held subject to thy call, ready to have thee use them or not be used at all. Held without restless longing or strain or stress or fret or chafings at thy dealings or thoughts of vain regret.
All together on the fourth.
But restful, calm, and pliant, from bend and bias free, permitting to be settled when thou hast need of me. Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of kings. Be thou the glorious answer to all my questionings.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord Jesus.